Although the CTA's Brian Steele says no legal action was threatened by the New York-based American Freedom Defense Initiative, a letter to the CTA's ad agent, posted on AFDI Executive Director Pamela Geller's blog and dated October 23rd, did exactly that. Steele says the group has prevailed in court against transit agencies in New York and Washington and says CTA objects to its message, which he called divisive.
The buses are running out of three different CTA bus garages, and the route that they run on really depends on the day.
The ads will run for 4 weeks. They drew immediate criticism from the Jewish Council on Urban Affairs, which called the ads demeaning and hateful and Geller an extremist. Bob Roberts, News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM.